The Beatitudes. A lot of people had come to see Jesus. He went up on the mountainside and called his disciples to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These are people who are humble and do not think of themselves more highly than they ought." Jesus once said that whoever humbles himself as a little child would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In the book of Proverbs, we read that a man's pride will bring him down, but a lowly spirit will bring him honor. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Many things happen to us in life that bring us grief, but God will comfort us when we turn to Him. A person must also mourn or be sad when he or she does things that make God sad because of disobedience. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meekness is also about humility. Moses was described as a meek person. He knew that whatever he accomplished was not by his own power, but by the power which God gave him. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. A hungry baby will cry for milk. We also should be hungry to learn what God wants us to do. The Bible tells us of the things that please God, and that is where we get our spiritual food. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. The person who is merciful is kind and forgiving. This person is not hateful toward others, but looks for the good qualities in people. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We can be pure in heart if we fill our minds with good thoughts. If we listen to the evil things of the world, our hearts and minds will become defiled and dirty. We need to be careful of the things we watch, read, and hear. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Do you encourage people to get along and be friends? If so, you are a peacemaker. Where peace is concerned, you can be part of the problem or part of the solution. Be a peacemaker. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We must stand up for what is right, even if it means making someone angry or upset with us. Sometimes this is a hard thing to do, but it is pleasing to God.